just a vine like. It ain't like the old blackberry briars, you know. These old briars out in here grow blackberries. But these dewberries, they grow right on the ground. They grow low on the ground like strawberries, you know.
Yes, sir.
And they'll get, them old dewberries sometimes get as big as the end of your thumb.
That's pretty good size.
Yeah, they make good jelly. They good to can to make pies.
I reckon the soil around here is pretty good mostly.
Yeah. Yeah, most places around, a lot of the hill land is rocky, you know, but this place here is not, there's not much rock on this place. But our old place up there, it was, we had places in the field we'd call the rocky piece, you know.
Did you try to dig those rocks out or haul them away or what?
No, it was just a lot of small rocks. I've hauled in there and you can see firefly every time you hit down, you know. You can, it'd be worse from now, of course. We didn't pay too much attention to it then. But it'd be pretty worrisome now. People got selling gravel, and I believe they've sold a lot of gravel off that old place up there since we got rid of it. But I don't know how deep it would have went, but on top of the ground, it's just this. So thick though, you couldn't hardly hoe or plow either. And it would get dry, you know, the more you sifted it, the higher the rocks come. It looked like solid rocks. Oh God.
Is it any kind of soil around here, that people call gumbo or buckshot or loam or anything like that?
Yeah, these places down in the swamp sort of that they call buckshot land, it'd be, you know, just streaks of it.
Is that supposed to be pretty good or bad or what?
Well, it's pretty rich soil if you can get anything started on it, you know. And, you know, after you get used to it, stayed wet all the time. It used to stay wetter than it does now.
Yes, sir.
And these, we call them heads, you know, what run out in the field and all. We used to work, you know, up to them, and we'd keep trimming back and getting a little further in every year.